Okay, we're on Lamed Omer Aleph, towards the middle. Itmar, Purim Shecholios Be'erev Shabbos. Purim falls on Erev Shabbos. Rav Omer Magdim in Parsha Zohar. You read Parsha Zohar the Shabbos before. Shmuel Omer Ma'achron. Shmuel says, in that case, you read Parsha Zohar the Shabbos right after Purim. Rav Omer Magdim in Keichid Lo Siktu Masiyah LeZechira. You always have Hayomi Ha'ilah Niskoring the Nasim. So Zechira also goes on Zechira Samolik. Because Purim not only is a Zechira for the Nase of Purim, but it's also one of the Zechiros for Amolik. So we read the Zechira of Amolik before the Asiya, before we actually perform the mitzvahs of Purim. Ushmuel Amar Ma'achrin, Amar Lacha Kiva De'ika Mukofen, Da'avdi, B'chameser Asiya Zechira B'havi Adavi Kasim. We read on the 15th, even though for the people of the 14th, it's after the Asiya. But since there's still people keeping Purim on Shabbos, so for them, the Zechira and Asiya at least come together. The Ikar is that the Asiya shouldn't be before the Zechira. But if they come together, it's okay. The Shaila is what Asiya there is on Shabbos. You don't read the Megillah. You read it on Friday, even for the people on the 15th. And the Suda's Purim, we said, is on Sunday, because you can't make the same Suda for Shabbos and for Purim. So what exactly do you do? So some say, you say Alanisim. You read Parshas Vayavo Amolek by the Mukafim. So that's called the Asiya of Purim. Some say you give Shalach Monas on Shabbos. So whatever, there's something that you do on Shabbos that's also for Purim, that's called Asiya. Since there is the 15th, still not called Hakdomas Asiya to Zechira, because there's still people who are doing on the day that you're being Zocher. It didn't come before, it came as equal. That's what Shmuel says. Kivan de Ika, since there is such a thing as Mukafin, it's not totally Asiya lefnei Zechira. Okay. Tanan Bishniya Zohar. Right? The second Shabbos, it's going back when Rosh Chodesh Adar falls on Shabbos, so the second Shabbos is Parsha Zohar. Shmuel says, Vaha ki mikla yesh yarcha b'Shabbos, Mikla Purim Be'erev Shabbos. When Rosh Chodesh Adar falls on Shabbos, Purim is going to be on Erev Shabbos. Uktani Bishniya Zohar. The second Shabbos is Parsha Zohar. Right? So what's it called? The Chora, it's Magdimim. You say it before, not after. Amar Papa, my Shniya, Shniya Vahafsaka. No, it's going on, what's it called? Not when it falls Mamash on Shabbos, but when there's a week in between. And it's the second one after the Hafsaka, which will be the day after Purim. In other words, on the 15th. Rashi Rashi. Hochi Garsinon, ki heichid lo likto masiyah lezechira. Tznan b'shniya zohar, kosol kadaitich, arosh chodesh adar shechol yos b'shabbos koi. Now we think that it's going back on Rosh Chodesh Adar that fell on Shabbos. And when Rosh Chodesh Adar falls on Shabbos, then the 14th is on Friday. Shniyah v'Hafsaka, and then if the 14th is on Friday, and you read Parsha Zohar, the second Shabbos, you're reading it the Shabbos before Purim, not the Shabbos after Purim, like Rav, not like Shmuel. Where it says, no, Shniyah v'Hafsaka, Kolomer Lava Reisha Koi. It's not going back on the Reisha when Rosh Chodesh Adar fell on Shabbos. Ela Seifa Koi, when Rosh Chodesh Adar falls during the week. Diktoni Cholios V'Socha Shabbos. Then Magdimim L'Sha'ovar, then you read Parshas Shkolim before Rosh Chodesh, and then you have a week between the Shabbos before Purim and the Shabbos after Shkolim. So that week is a Hafsaka. Umafsikin l'Shabbos haba, v'alo koi v'omr b'Shabbos shal acher Hafsaka korin zocher. That everybody agrees. V'toch shavur shal varech harel, yeah, Purim, because Purim comes the Shabbos after that, the week after that. Everybody agrees that you read Parsha Zohar, the immediate Shabbos before Purim. Okay. Toshma. Ezehu Shabbos Shniyah. What's the second Shabbos? Kol Shechal Purim Lios Besocha Vafilu Berev Shabbos. Second Shabbos, the second Parsha is Parsha Zohar. Whenever Purim falls during that week, even if Purim falls on Erev Shabbos, right, you read the week Shabbos before. My love, Erev Shabbos Dumi V'tocha. It's talking where Purim fell in the middle of the week, you read Parshas Zohar the Shabbos before. And if Purim fell on Erev Shabbos, has the same din. You read it the Shabbos before, like Rav, not like Shmuel. The Gemara says, no. Ma tocha makdimin afer of Shabbos makdimin, or Shmuel, but it's not talking where Purim fell during the week. It's talking where Purim fell on Shabbos. That's the case we're talking about. Right? And Erev Shabbos, like Shabbos. If Purim fell on Shabbos, then you read the Zohar on Shabbos itself. We don't have Purim falling on Shabbos. But if Purim would fall on Shabbos, you'd read Parsha Zohar on Shabbos itself. And even if it fell Erev Shabbos, you read it that Shabbos, even though it's a day after Purim. That's how Shmuel learns it. V'chein tana devei Shmuel bo. Right? It's talking where Purim fell on Shabbos itself. Rashi, Ezeu Shabbos Shnia, Kolomer Shabbos Shal Parsha Shnia, Parsha Zohar. What is the Shabbos that you read Parsha Zohar? Besocha Lachareha. Wherever Purim falls after that Shabbos during the week, that's what we think it means now, you read Zohar the week before. Vafilu Chol Purim, even if Purim falls Erev Shabbos, it's part of the Braisa. Where it says, no, Bo, Biyom Shabbos Atzmo, Korina Parsha Bo Biyom. But the socha doesn't mean, like we had before, in the middle of the week. It means when Purim falls on Shabbos. And then you read Parsha Zohar on Purim. And even if Purim fell on Erev Shabbos, the day before, Esmol, Ke'ilu Chol L'Shabbos L'Mochor V'Hainu K'Shmuel. It's as if it fell on Shabbos, and you read it the Shabbos after Friday, after Purim, like Shmuel. Chalios, okay. Omer Rav Huna, v'divrei hakol ain't what's it called? Cholios b'Shabbos atzma. If Purim fell on Shabbos itself, Omer Rav Huna, v'divrei hakol ain't makdimin. Everybody holds you don't read it the Shabbos before, but you read it on Shabbos itself. Rav Nachman, Omer Adayin himachlokes, and Rav Nachman says no, still machlokes. Rav holds you always have to read Zohar before Purim, not on Purim. You have to be makdim. Zechira l'asiyah, right, and not have it at the same time. And even though there's mukafim that have the, what's it called, the asiyah the next day, so for them it's makdim, Rav doesn't know that it's for it. Itmar nami, om Rav Chia Barabba, om Rav Abba, om Rav, Purim shecholios b'Shabbos, makdim v'kori b'Shabbos over Zohar. Rav said b'Feirish that when Purim falls on Shabbos, you read Parsha Zohar, the previous Shabbos. Rashi, cholios Purim b'Shabbos, divrei akol ein korin Zohar l'Shabbos. So the first man, the Omer, says that if Purim falls on Shabbos, both Rav and Shmuel hold you read Parsha Zohar on Shabbos. Dohash, the lo kodma asiyah lezechira, because the asiyah is not coming before the zechira, they're coming at the same time. The gabi mukafim kodma zechira asiyah. Not only that, you have the mukafim where the zechira is before the asiyah. So that's good enough according to everybody. And adayini machlokas, and the second man, the Omer, says no, same machlokas. Af bezu, Omer Rav makdimim, kidei shekiktam zechira asiyah v'ayoras. Because Rav holds, you don't go after the Mukafim, you go after the Ayoros. And Mamela, what's it called? You also don't have that just that the Zechira doesn't come after the Asiyah, it has to come before Davka. Okay. Tan Rabban. V'shlishis Paraduma. Tan Rabban. It's the third Shabbos, and as the third Parsha is Paraduma. Tan Rabban, and Ezehu Shabbos Shlishis, when do you read this third Parsha? The Shabbos immediately after Purim is Parsha Zohar, is Parsha's Pora. Itmar, Rav Chama, Rav Chanina, Omar, Shabbos HaSmucha L'Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Rav Chama, Rav Chanina said, no, it's the Shabbos immediately before Rosh Chodesh Nisan. That's Parsha's Pora. The low plige. Had the ikli Rosh Chodesh Nisan b'Shabbos, had the ikli b'emtza Shabbos. When Rosh Chodesh Nisan falls on Shabbos, so then Parah Aduma is the Shabbos immediately before Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and not the Shabbos immediately after Purim, because there's a Shabbos in between. And when, what's it called, Rosh Chodesh Nisan falls in the middle of the week, then you read, what's it called, the Parshas HaChodesh, that, or the Shabbos before Rosh Chodesh, and you read, what's it called, the Parshas Parah, the Shabbos immediately after Purim. Rashi. Ezeu Shabbos Shlishis Shekorim Bo Parsha Shlishis, which is Parshas Parah. Hod the Ikli Rosh Chodesh Nisan Yom Hashabbos. Shelo Hutzrach LaHakim Parshas Hachodesh LaShabbos Shavra. Then you don't read Parshas Hachodesh the week earlier. You read it on Shabbos, on the Shabbos of Rosh Chodesh. As Karinu LaShabbos Shavra Parah Aduma. Then you read Parah Aduma the Shabbos before that to Rabbi Acha and Rabbi Chanina. Velo B'Shmuchel Purim. Then there's two Shabboses between Purim and Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So you don't read it the first Shabbos immediately after Purim, you read it the second Shabbos immediately before Rosh Chodesh. Because you want Parshas Parah to be closer to Pesach than to Purim. But if Rosh Chodesh Nisan falls in the middle of the week, then you read Parshas HaChodesh, the Shabbos before. Then there's only going to be one Shabbos between Purim and Parshas HaChodesh. So you read Parshas Parah, the Shabbos immediately after Purim. When Rosh Chodesh Nisan falls in the middle of the week, then you have to read Parshas HaChodesh, the Shabbos before. So Parshas Parah is the Shabbos before that. And that's immediately after Purim. Okay. So sometimes there's a hafsaka between Purim and Parshas Parah, and sometimes there's not. If Parshas Chodesh falls on Shabbos, and what's it called, Rosh Chodesh Nisan falls on Shabbos, then there is no hafsaka, and if Rosh Chodesh, then there is a hafsaka, and if Rosh Chodesh Nisan falls during the week, there is no hafsaka. Okay. Tamar Rabbanan. Abrevi Sachodesh Azelochem. The fourth parsha is Sachodesh. Tamar Rabbanan, Rosh Chodesh Ador Shecholios B'Shabbos. If Rosh Chodesh Adar fell on Shabbos, Korin Kitisa, you read Kisisa and then, Umaftirin, that's the haftar, the mafter, Umaftirin be Yehoyada. And the master is Yehoyada, what's it called? That's the master for Shkolin, the Haftorah. Ve'zehu Shabbos Rishonah, Kol Shechol Rosh Chodesh Adar, Lios Besochov, Afilu Berav Shabbos. And we had before how Shmuel and Rav learned that. But we hold that it means, it's the, any, what's it called, the week that Rosh Chodesh Adar falls, even on Erev Shabbos, you read it the Shabbos before. That's how we hold like Rav. B'shniya Zohar, the second Shabbos is Zohar, Maftirin Pokadati. Right? You read Parshas Zohar, and you the Maftorah is Pokadati, Sashir Asa, and Shmuel. Ve'zehu Shabbos Shniya, what is the second Shabbos? When do you read that? Kol Shechol Purim Lios Besocha. It's the Shabbos preceding Purim, Ba'afilu Be'erev Shabbos. Even if Purim falls on Erev Shabbos, you read the Shabbos before. Not like Rav, not like Shmuel. That's how we learned this Braisa. Shmuel learned it differently. Bishlishis Paraduma, the third special parasha is Paraduma, Umaftirin Vazorakti Aleichem Maim Tahorim. Ve'ezehu Shabbos Shlishis, when does that third Shabbos fall? Kol Shesmucha L'Purim Me'achareha. The Shabbos immediately after Purim, and we said that's only when Rosh Chodesh Nisan doesn't fall on Shabbos. But if Rosh Chodesh Nisan falls on Shabbos, then it's not the Shabbos immediately after Purim, it's two Shabboses after Purim. Bereviyus Hachodesh Hazeh, the fourth parish is Hachodesh, Umaftirin Ko Amar Hashem Elokim, Borishon Be'echad Lachodesh. The Haftorah is this Haftorah from, Yechezkel. Okay. Ve'ezehu, he Shabbos Reviyus, what is the fourth Shabbos? Kol Shechal Rosh Chodesh Nisan Lios Besocha V'afilu Be'erev Shabbos. It's whenever, the Rosh Chodesh Nisan, the next week Rosh Chodesh Nisan is going to fall, even if it's Erev Shabbos, you read it the Shabbos before. There's a lot of Rashi. Tana Rabbanan, Braisa Zumu Fureshes L'Mala V'Seirugin. The Rav Kedisle L'Shmuel Kedis. This Braisa we explained already. Rav explains it his way. V'Socha means in the middle of the week. And Shmuel explained his way, Besocha means when it falls on Shabbos itself. And then you read it on that Shabbos, and even if it fell the day before, you read it on Shabbos. According to Shmuel, according to Rav, whenever it falls during the week, even on Friday, you read it the Shabbos before. Okay. The Ezehu Shabbos Reviyus, Afilu Be'erev Shabbos. B'ha Mode Shmuel, the Erev Shabbos Dumi V'Tochu Magdimin. Here Shmuel doesn't argue. And Shmuel holds that if Rosh Chodesh Nisan falls on Friday, you don't read Parshas HaChodesh the next day. You read it the Shabbos before. The E.F. Shema Achrim, well, you can't do it later. Why? Kodma Asiya L'Shmiya. Because then, what's it called? The Rosh Chodesh is going to precede the Shmiya of HaChodesh. You never have that. First you want to speak about it, then have it. Not have it and then speak about it. V'anan Noagim B'Kula K'Rav. We pass them like Rav. Our meaning is like Rav. That We always do it the Shabbos before, never the Shabbos after. Chutz mi Purim shechol yos b'Shabbos atzma. The only exception is Purim that fell on Shabbos itself. Gahi lo ik leklal. Doesn't happen. Di'im kein havi rosh chodesh adar be'echad b'Shabbos. If Purim would fall on Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh Adar would be on Sunday. But Rosh Chodesh Nisan b'sheni b'Shabbos, and Rosh Chodesh Nisan would be on Monday. Shari Adar lo'olam chaser, because Adar is always only 29 days. Di'im kein havi li Pesach b'sheni b'Shabbos. And then Pesach would fall out on Monday, which can't be. That's why Purim can't fall out on Shabbos. Purim of the Ayoros. Because if Purim would fall on Shabbos, then Pesach would fall on Monday, and Pesach can't be on Monday. The Kaimelon de lo bedu Pesach la'olam. Pesach can never fall out on Monday, because then Tishrei would be a problem, and Yom Kippur and Hoshana Rabbah would be a problem. The Yomim haru'uyim l'kliyas Rosh Chodesh Adar, the only days that Adar can fall on is Zayin Beis Dalet Vav. It can fall on Shabbos, Monday, Wednesday, or Friday. Those are the only days that Rosh Chodesh Adar can fall on. It can't fall on Sunday. Okay. Or on what's it called, on Tuesday. Sunday and Tuesday can't be Rosh Chodesh Adar. Because if it would be on Tuesday, then what's it called, then Pesach would be on Friday, which can't be either. The Simen Mesoris Hatzokis Parshios Kach. This is the Simen, this is good to know, of when you read the Dalet Parshios, when there's a Hatzok or when there's not. The Simen is Zayin Tesvav, Beis Vav, Dalet Dalet, and Vav Beis Yud Vav. Uma Pirush, what does it mean? Zayin Tesvav means the following. Im Barosh Chodesh Ador B'Shabbos. So Yehelecha Hatzokka, Parsha b'yom chamisha asur v'layosir. Then the 15th, which is Shushan Purim, you're not going to read Parshas Para. You're going to read Parshas Para the next week. So there's going to be one Hatzaka. So if Rosh Chodesh Adar falls on Shabbos, that Shabbos you read what's it called, Parshas Shkalim. The next Shabbos you read Parshas Zachar. Purim is going to be on Friday, right, the regular Purim. Shabbos, then you're not going to read Parshas Parah. You're going to wait till the next Shabbos. So it's going to be one Hafsaka. So if Rosh Chodesh Adar falls on Shabbos, the Hafsaka is on Tezvav Adar. The first one is the day of the week. The second one is the day of the month. Okay, there's no more Hafsakas. Shari v'yom Rosh Chodesh Karim Parshas Shkolim. Ule Shabbos Haboa Parshas Zachar. Kedetanya b'braisa, zehu Shabbos Shniya kol shechal Purim lios besocha, v'afilu b'erev Shabbos. Even though Purim falls on Erev Shabbos, you read Parsha Zachar the week before. U'masnisa namitnan b'shniya Zachar. And the Mishnah says, the second Shabbos is Zachar. V'hainu karav, domer Purim shechal lios b'erev Shabbos makdimim. That's like Rav who says if Purim falls on Erev Shabbos, you read the Shabbos before. So there's no hafsaka. The achsh of yochel Purim b'erev Shabbos. V'anu makdimim karav. But the third Shabbos, which is the 15th, you don't, what's it called, don't read Parshas Parah. You wait till the next Shabbos to make it closer to Nisan. With the Shabbos Revi'is, Shehi Smucha L'Purim Shal Mukothim Me'achareihem Korim Parah Aduma. Right? That's the Shabbos after Shushan Purim. That, then you read Parah. The Tanya B'Raisa, Izeu Shabbos Shal Parshas Parah, that's only if Rosh Chodesh Nisan falls on a weekday. Then, Parshas Parah is the Shabbos immediately after Purim. The Zeh Yochel Be'echad B'Shabbos, Shu Chol. Parshas HaChodesh Korin B'Shabbos Shal Acharecha, Shi Smuchel Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Then the next Shabbos is HaChodesh, so there's only one Hafsaka on the 15th. Hare Lecha Pirish Zayin Tezvav, Pirish Beizvav, Im Barosh Chodesh Adar B'Sheni B'Shabbos. Rosh Chodesh Adar falls on Monday. So Tehi Hafsaka B'Shabbos Shalach Rosh Chodesh. Shehu Yom Shish of Adar. So that Shabbos is the sixth day of Adar. There's two Shabboses before Purim, so you don't read Parshas Zachar the first Shabbos, you read it the second Shabbos on the 13th of Adar, and Purim's going to be on Sunday. So that's what's it called Beis Vav. If Rosh Chodesh Adar falls on Monday, then the Hafsaka is going to be on the sixth day of Adar, which is the next immediate Shabbos. You don't read anything. You read Parshas Zachar on the 13th of Adar. Shari Hakdom Hakikdam the Parsha Shkolim B'Shabbos Shavra. Shkolim you read before Rosh Chodesh. Kidishnan Cholios B'Socha Shabbos Magdim L'Shavra. Umatzikin L'Shabbos Habo. V'Shuv Ein L'Cho Hafsaka Bohen. And then there's no more Hafsaka. That's only one. On the 6th, you don't read Parsha Zohar. You read it on the 13th. Then the next Shabbos is the 20th. You read Parsha's Para. And the next Shabbos is the 27th. It's right before Rosh Chodesh Nisan. That's when you read Parsha's Chodesh. Shari Shabbos L'Achara Nikris Parsha Zohar. V'hu Yom Gimel L'Chodesh. U'Purim L'Yom Machar. Purim will be the next day. The Shabbos on Sunday. The Shabbos L'Acharea Parsha's Para Duma. She's Mucham Acharea. It's immediately after Purim. And that's the 20th of the month. The Shabbos L'Acharei Yom Chavzayin L'Chodesh, the 27th of the month, Korim Parshas HaChodesh, because that's the Shabbos immediately before Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Shismuch L'Rosh Chodesh Nisan. The Hari L'Chaperish Beis Vav. That means Beis Vav. If Rosh Chodesh Adar falls on Monday, then the Hafsaka is on the 6th day of the month. Pirish Dalit Dalit. Im Chol Bar Rosh Chodesh Adar B'Dalit B'Shabbos. If Rosh Chodesh Adar falls on Wednesday, then there's going to be a Hafsaka on the 4th day of the month. Right? Meaning the following. That first Shabbos, you're not going to read Parsha Zohar. Rosh Chodesh is Wednesday. Shabbos is the 4th of Adar. That's not Parsha Zohar, because you have the 11th of Adar before Purim. So the Shabbos of the 11th, you'll read Parsha Zohar. Shabbos shel achar Rosh Chodesh, are ikdam to Parsha Shkolim, b'Shabbos shel lefnei Rosh Chodesh. Kol atam ketam perushu shel beis vav. Same thing that we said by beis and vav, except here it's not beis vav, it's dalid and dalid. Okay. Ve'ein lecha od hafsaka b'hem. V'hari lecha perish dalid dalid. Pirish vav beis yud vav is means the following. There's two hafsakas. In bar Rosh Chodesh b'shishi b'shabbos. If Rosh Chodesh falls on Friday, that's vav. Then yehei lecha hafsaka achas liyom machar, beis. The next day you won't read Parsha Zohar, because you have another Shabbos test before Purim. So the first Hafsaka will be Beis. So Vav, then Beis. Vav, if it falls on Friday, Beis Adar, there's a Hafsaka. And then there'll also be another Hafsaka on Yud Vav. Or we call it Tezai. Shehu Sheni V'Chodesh. V'Hashniya B'Yom Shishasar. Why? Harishona B'Yom Machor K'Netanya Cholios B'Socha Shabbos Magdim L'Shavar U'Mafsik L'Shabbos Shniya. The sphere alone can rav the omer erev Shabbos kemshe Shabbos umagdimim l'sha'over umafsikim l'Shabbos haba. So if Rosh Chodesh falls on erev Shabbos, we do like rav and we read Parsha Shkolim the Shabbos before. That means that next day is the second day of the month. We're not going to read Parsha Zohar because we have another Shabbos, the 9th, to read Parsha Zohar. Uparsha Zohar b'Shabbos shalachareha shu yom tisha l'chodesh v'hishmuch l'purim. That's the one immediately before Purim. V'Shabbos la'achar Purim shu shishasar l'chodesh yafsik pam shnir. You make another hafsaka. Because you don't read Parshas Para then the Shabbos after Purim. You wait till the 23rd and read Parshas Para then, which is the Shabbos before Rosh Chodesh Nisan, which will fall on Shabbos. Because that Shabbos is Rosh Chodesh Nisan. And when Rosh Chodesh Nisan falls on Shabbos, you read Parshas HaChodesh, the Parsha before Rosh Chodesh Nisan, not the Parsha after Purim. Parshas Para precedes the Shabbos of Rosh Chodesh and not follows the Shabbos of follows Purim. Kedei shetikra Parshas Chodesh b'Shabbos of Rosh Chodesh, because Chodesh you're going to read on Rosh Chodesh on Shabbos, so the Shabbos before you read Para. And the Shabbos before that is a Hafsaka. Uparshas Parah b'Shabbos shelefaneho v'hu Yom Chav Gimel l'Chodesh. Derech Tzora. So that's the Simen. When it falls on what's it called, Vav, then you have a Hafsaka on Beis and on Yud Vav. Okay.
Why does it say Yud Vav and not Tezayin?
Because there's no reason. There's no reason to not to say Yud Vav.
They say Tezayin instead of Yud Hey.
What?
The same
Simonim,
they say
no, Yud-Heh is Shem Hashem, so they say Tezvav. But Yud-Vav is not Shem Hashem.
Well, why do we say
Tezayin? It's bound, just because once it said Tezvav, it's easier to say Tezayin. Let's go together. There's no reason why. Derech Tzor. So now, going back over it in short. Simen. You make Kviyas Rosh Chodesh Adar. The first letters are always what day of the month Rosh Chodesh Adar falls, and it can only fall on 4 days. can never fall on the other 2 days. It can only fall on Shabbos, Monday, Wednesday, or Friday. The Simen Hafsakos, and the Hafsakos are Zayin Tesvav, Beis Vav, Dalet Dalet, Vav, Beis Yud Vav. And what does it mean? Chol Rosh Chodesh Adar B'Shabbos, B'Yom Zayin Hafsaka. If Rosh Chodesh Adar is on Shabbos, you can have one Hafsaka on the seventh day of the month. B'Tesvav L'Chodesh. Right? Zayin Tesvav. V'lo Yoser. Chol Rosh Chodesh Adar B'Yom Beis. If Rosh Chodesh Adar falls on Monday, Hafsaka B'Vav L'Chodesh. You can have one Hafsaka on the sixth day of the month. V'lo Yoser. Chol Rosh Chodesh Adar B'Yom Dalet. Hafsaka B'Yom Dalet V'lo Yoser. If Rosh Chodesh Adar falls on Wednesday, you have one Hafsaka on the fourth day of the month. V'yimchal Rosh Chodesh Adar B'Yom Shishi, but if Rosh Chodesh Adar falls on Friday, then you have two Hafsakas. Hafsaka B'Yom Beis L'Chodesh, you have Hafsaka the day after, you don't read Zachar, and if B'Yom Yudvav L'Chodesh, you don't read Parah, you read it on Chav Gimel.